Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Really excited this afternoon to kick off the show with State Representative Renuka Mayadev of Assembly District 77, one of the Democrats fighting for the regular, the me and yous of Wisconsin, and fighting back against what will be absolutely devastating cuts to essential services that Wisconsinites count on because of the big, brutal bill and the Musk of it all. Nothing like a bunch of post-pubescent billionaire-controlled boys rummaging around in our most sensitive data and most important federal programs and taking a chainsaw to all of it. I thought there was an actual audit process that very smart people agreed to, but apparently Elon doesn't do any of that. Representative Renuka Mayadev, please explain again. There's a pair of bills. We're going to call them the self-help make-whole legislation that you are putting forward. Just briefly again, how do they work?
Yes, so they both speak the language that President Trump and his billionaire's buddy understand. Those gentlemen, Elon Musk included, care about money. And so it was important for my office to put out bills that speak the language that they do, and that's about money. So first, we know that President Trump puts out executive orders or doesn't comply with congressional appropriation. They hold back money that's supposed to be coming to Wisconsin for essential programs and services for our taxpayers. And so if they hold back the money, and we've seen it already this year, the USDA funds were delayed and held back. We've seen Head Start monies held back earlier this year.
Yeah.
We're going to hold back a dollar for every their dollar they hold back from us. We're going to hold it back from the monies that we give to the federal government. And so, and then the second bill would keep Wisconsin whole. Again, putting liens on federal property if there's monies due to us. And you may not know, Maggie, I learned a lot of this from my research, that we have millions of acres of federal forests, and we have courthouses, we have lots of federal property. And so that federal property, we like it the way it is. If he starts to transfer it or sell it, we could put a lien on it and cloud that title so that the transfer is not as easy if they're holding back money for us.
I've probably hiked and camped in some of those federal forests, and they are indeed gorgeous.
Yes.
Setting my cheeky tone this afternoon aside, practically speaking, the MAGA regime in Madison, your colleagues in the assembly, and of course in the other chamber, they won't back this. They do not understand that they have an obligation to actually look forward without blinders on to the results of the big brutal bill and the DOGE chainsaw approach, the actual results, the actual impacts on Wisconsinites. I get concerned because are you hearing them at all, even in private, talking about the fact that there may be a need to respond if the big brutal bill goes forward and we've got tens of thousands of people losing health care and going hungry in this state?
Yeah, I mean, I saw 250,000 people in our state will lack access to health care if this big, awful bill goes through. And so, I think they acknowledge it. I think they're worried, especially the ones that are in some competitive districts.
Yes.
And now that we finally have competitive districts, we've got, five or six that, we would love to target. We are targeting. We'd love to win, rather.
Yes.
In 2026. And so I think they acknowledge it, but, they're quiet. They're crickets. You never hear from them standing up to the bully in chief.
Yeah, that concerns me so much, especially when at the same time that chainsaw, that big brutal bill, all those terrible impacts are happening, they're going to let child care accounts expire. Like the things that seem to be within our grasp here in Wisconsin that would have big impacts on working families and the regular people, yes, of Wisconsin, they're turning a blind eye to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's ludicrous. And I talk about this all the time. Child care. When I was at the Children's Defense Fund, I spent a lot of time thinking about solutions to our complex social problems, mm-hmm. right? And there's so much that we need to do. But child care is just the smartest thing we could do as a society, right? Parents can work. Children can get ready for school and their life, and employers can have a reliable workforce. I mean, it's just a win-win-win, and we still don't fund it.
No, and we're sort of the cheese that stands alone, both in the state of Wisconsin, ridiculously low funding levels for childcare, and the cheese that stands alone as a nation amongst other wealthy democratic nations. We're the only freaking one that doesn't have paid parental leave, childcare guarantees, and guaranteed meal programs and healthcare for kids. Because I know it's really easy to learn when I am really hungry and sick. That's I want to go to school and crack open my econ textbooks when I'm feeling like that. Representative, last thoughts to listeners out there across the state of Wisconsin, especially as we're rolling into No Kings Weekend. What's your message?
You know, we have to stand up. I am glad to see this event on Saturday. We have to have everybody raising their voice and making sure that President Trump and his administration knows that they cannot bully us into authoritarianism. And I think it's important that everyone does their part. So thank you, Maggie, for bringing these issues up for a listener.
Well, thank you, Representative, for spending some time with me. I love an econ nerd. I love lawyer nerds, too. I can't wait to have you back. That's Representative Renuka Mayadev of Assembly District 77. When we come back, we'll talk about the big, brutal bill's impact on women's and women's access to health care with the head of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin, Tanya Atkinson. So keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.